Yo, what up? It is your boy Ocean Glapion, and this is another episode of Funny Stories with Ocean Glapion. Man, I got a special guest in the building today. My boy, very, very funny, very, very talented comedian, writer, actor, Deshaun Ross. What up, fam?
What's happening, man?
Chilling. So tell me, where you from?
I'm from here. I was born in Pittsburgh, but I grew up out here in Cali, so I'm a West Coast kid.
You're a West Coast kid?
I crip walk on anybody all day.
So how did you become a Pittsburgh fan?
Well, that's where my family's from.
Oh, okay.
And I was born there. And then, actually, I was actually starting to like the 49ers since I grew up out here.
Okay.
But when my grandfather got wind of it, he just started sending me all kind of Steelers paraphernalia. Then my aunt started dating a wide receiver at the time, so I had got like a signed football and everything, so... Then I switched over.
So you just like, Pittsburgh all day
all
now?
All day now. Now I don't like nobody else.
What do you think of Mike Tomlin? You think he's a good coach?
He's black. Of course I do.
As long as you have a black.
Really? No. Yes, you can't do no wrong.
You can't do no wrong.
Nope.
How long you been doing stand-up for?
Oh, man. 15 years? 16? Hold on, I got to count. About that time. I'll tell you by the end of this so I can count it off in my head.
How did you get into that? How was your, like... introduction into stand-up? Is that what you always wanted to do?
I wanted to be in entertainment, but I didn't know I wanted to do stand-up. Right. Making people laugh was fun, but you know what I mean? I didn't know nothing about no comedians. I just know I watched them on TV.
Right.
So I was at a comedy show one time, and the host... after the show, we was all hanging out, in the and they started telling stories about being broke, and I was in college at the time, so I was like, oh, I got stories about being broke.
Right.
Started jumping in, and it was Demilitant, Shang, and his cat, Smokey D. And they was like, dude, you're really funny. And they kept telling me this. And I'm like, yo, I've seen these dudes on Comic View.
Right.
Like, why are they telling me this?
Right.
I'm like, get out of here.
Right.
So one of them was like, yo, you should try this. I'm like, yeah, right.
Right.
Now, the host of the show, who was terrible, came up to me afterwards like, what, you think you funny or something? Like, he challenged me. And I thought it was just on some...
Can you say his name? The person who was the host at the time?
Should I? I know a lot of people don't do that, so
I don't care. Just
his name is LJ Brown.
LJ Brown. Does he still do comedy?
I don't know.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah.
So he challenged me, and I thought it was just on some talking trash type stuff. So I just got up in his face. I'm like, "Yeah, I'm funny, nigga."
Right.
And then he was like, "Open up the next show," and he walked off. And some little dude ran up behind me and takes my number down. He said, "All right, we got you booked for the day." And I was like, "Oh, okay."
But wait. So how did they decide? Why did he come up to you and was like,
he heard the other comedians kept saying, hey man, you funny. Everybody kept telling me this in the storytelling circle.
Right.
And I guess
so you just went to go see a comedy show. Yep. And you just happened to get into...
Oh, no. Okay, so my cousin was friends with the owner.
Okay.
So after the show, that's why I was backstage with him talking. It wasn't just random.
Right, okay. Oh, so you were in the back dressing room.
Yes.
And you just happened to start talking to them.
Yes, because they was talking my lane. They was talking
about being broke. Right.
I'm there with y'all.
I'm broke all day. We can do this.
So, yeah, and that's how that happened. And he walked up on me with that. And I was like, don't just be challenging me.
I'm
an athlete, baby. That's what I do.
Right.
So when they gave me the date, I remember thinking, you idiot. Like, you ain't never did this before.
Right.
So I had an internship at the time. And my boss, I tell my boss, he was like, yo, I have a best friend who's a writer. You should hang out with him. Bet. So we get to his house. He's like, what you want to talk about? I have no clue. I don't know. I just want to make people laugh. He said, well, then let's just hang out. And every time you talk about something that makes me laugh, I'm going to write it down. Bet. So we did this for 2 weeks. 2 weeks. He had a set. To this day, I can't remember what he wrote, though. He wrote out the set. The day of the show, I get so nervous. I can't think of nothing.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I was sweating. I'm backstage. Right. I didn't drink water. I couldn't drink nothing. I was so nervous. So I had a cousin in town from Pittsburgh. Shout out Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And I was like, because when they introduced me, I have nothing in my head. Nothing. I go, hey, my cousin in town from Pittsburgh, clap it up. And she does this stupid dance.
Right.
And I was like, you know what, man? Just tell the story that you told your homeboys that made them laugh.
Right.
So my first three jokes ever was... I told a story about when I had sex with this girl for the first time and I came extremely fast. Like, it was, when I say fast, bro, it was like not even worth mentioning, like, we had sex.
Like, it wasn't worth it. You were one of those, like, when girls, you ask girls how many times they've had sex with a dude or how many dudes they've had sex with.
And I'm they not start, on her list.
Yeah, you're that off the list. He don't count. Deshaun don't count.
Not at all. I wasn't in long enough to enjoy it. Oh, it was fast. By fast, I mean like I felt the tingle as I was putting a condom on. I just put it in one time. I was like, ah! But I had to play it off. I couldn't just tell I came right now. So
did you do those? You know how niggas, like, I've done this before where I've come extra quick and I'd be like, you know, I don't think we should be doing this now.
Nah, because she knew I wanted. I was smooth with mine. I felt it coming. Like I said, put it in. I'm coming. As I'm coming, I grab my shoe because she's looking at my face and I throw it real hard behind her head. And it said, boom. She said, what was that? I jumped up out the pussy. I said, I don't know. Let me go see. And I ran to the front door.
You threw the shoe.
I was like, who there? I was like, there's probably some kids playing ding dong dish. They got my head all messed up, man. I need a moment.
Did you end up smashing again, though?
Yeah.
Okay. Right after. You had to wait. Like,
oh, yeah, because I was in high school, I believe.
That's hilarious.
I still came past the same time, but not as fast. I got like a good 12 strokes that time. Right. And I actually felt accomplished afterwards. I was like, that's right.
That's right. I got to 2 minutes. Like, I was good.
Well, I was in there. I was enjoying it for them couple of seconds.
Oh, that's hilarious. So that was the first story you told.
That was the first story I told. I talked about being cheap. And in my clothes, I actually had the tag on my shoes and the jacket I had on. And I talked about how I was going to take it back after the show. I showed the tags. They went crazy. And then it tied into a strip club. My very first time at a strip club. I told these three stories and they loved it.
Right.
So I got a standing go. I think it's because it was my first time. So I remember walking off stage like a little cocky, like,
right.
I put them on their feet.
Right.
Like, oh, I'm about to blow up. 1 year max.
Right. Right.
Famous.
Right.
And the comedian on the show was like, nah, bro, don't worry. I was like, are you crazy? You saw what I did my first time. 1 year. Nothing changed.
Nothing changed. Right.
I didn't know where to go to perform after that. And in fact, I didn't think I performed for the next year.
What? Where was the comedy club? What was the comedy?
It wasn't a comedy club. It was just a spot. It was a jazz cafe out in Ontario, California, and it used to be called Nexus. So
I remember the jazz cafe.
Yes,
Michelle or what's her name that does? She does the one in Rialto. That
I know who you're talking about. Yeah, yeah. But this is before she did it.
Oh, okay.
And this is like I said. So I did. He had two shows in that night. I did that. I had no clue how to do comedy, where to go. So for a whole year, I did. Absolutely no comedy again.
Wow.
And then I met somebody who was like, oh, we go up here. So what do you mean go up? And then they told me, so I started coming out. And then little by little, I just started like learning, like, oh, you got to go to comedy clubs and this and that. And yeah.
So how did you get, because I remember seeing you on Comic View in New Orleans, right? Was it New Orleans? How did you get to that show? Why you laughing?
Yes, I did Comic View. Because I don't put that in my introduction.
You don't put that in
there. That ain't on my credits. I erased it.
Because it was a bad set. Listen, I had the same bad set.
I know. I condoled you after yours.
Exactly. Like, listen, I had a horrible set on Comic View. Mine was even worse probably than yours because it was with Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
And it was in L.A. And at the time, I had a chick I was dating. You know, the funny thing is.
That sucks.
Hating ass, this my nigga though, but hating ass David Arnold, because this girl ass was so big.
That you was dating?
That I was dating. Okay. And David Arnold told her that I wasn't funny, and she was like, I was like, what? Like, come to my show. I'm filming fucking one mic stand, son.
So you went to defend yourself, like, yo, I'm about to destroy, I'm on TV.
Nigga, I bombed so bad, I never heard from her again. And this is a girl I fucked with for a long time.
She like, probably got up during the set and left. Like, excuse me, not come back.
Never fucked with her again.
Oh, it was that bad?
Nigga, that was the worst.
I remember you called me, but I didn't get to see you. Yeah,
it was the worst. I started cursing the audience out so that they wouldn't play my fucking...
You were better than me.
Okay, so what happened with yours?
So, oh, the way I got it, though.
Yeah, how'd you get it?
They had showcase. Oh, so I used to work at the radio station out here in Beat. Steve Harvey was there. You know, his manager, Rashawn, at the time, was like the guy over comedy.
Right.
So he was like, I'm going to give you an audition. I was like, all right, bet. So they literally called me up. It was at the Comedy Union. And destroyed all my auditions. I had a great set. But the day of, it's something different when you tape it, man, because the lights is on, the people, you nervous. And then they tell you, you know, what are you going to talk about? We need to know. So Rodney Perry told me, you need to work these jokes out. I mean, just, you know, practice these. So let's just say it was 5 jokes, and that's not the type of comedian I am. I worked those 5 jokes for that leading up to there. So when I got lost in my head, I couldn't think of my material because I had so stuck on these 5. So I get up there, and I say my prayer. I'm about to walk on stage, and the producer grabs me and goes, hey, remember, when you finish your set, stay on stage. Don't bomb. So now I'm walking out saying, don't bomb. That's all I'm saying to myself.
Right.
The DJ cuts the music before I say so. So now I'm already like, I start telling jokes. They're not laughing. And then I seen like some people give me like the get out of here wave way in the back.
Which is not Comic View.
No. Only a couple people did it. No one seen it yet. So I was like, I feel like the kid at a track meet, you know, the last one, and they go clapping at me, that's okay, and they giggled, and I should have just walked off, but my ego said, Deshaun, you are funny, get them a joke. And I remember I said I couldn't think of my material, and I tore this joke up so bad that, like, when I'm telling it in my head, I'm like, nigga, you aren't saying a word you're supposed to be saying. Right. I'm supposed to say, you ever been fired from a job? You ever been so bad at a job you couldn't be mad when they fired you?
Right.
Very simple. I literally was like, yeah, you're at your job and be sick sometimes, but you call it late. But you know, the boss just be tri- and in my head, I'm like, stop talking.
Just stop talking.
Out of nowhere, you just hear this uproar of laughter. I'm like, it's not for me. Turn around, Cheryl Underwood coming out with a spray can of Lysol, spraying the stage, turns her mic on, and she eats me up, dude. She roasts me. It felt like 8 hours. I don't know how long it really lasts in real life. She put her arm around me so I couldn't leave. And I stood with the dumbest smile on my face, and she just went in on me.
As she's holding you.
Oh, yeah.
Nigga, your shit.
After she disrespected me, then she was like, oh, you too good looking to be, you should be my road manager. You can, you know, like the flirting thing. Oh, it was bad.
Nigga, your shit is way worse than mine.
Oh, wait, this is yours. Hang on. After she, like, disrespected me, then she's like, oh, you look good. You should be my road manager. I can make you banged and all this stuff. After the show, she actually goes, you know what? You should come, because I stayed in the green room. I didn't want to go outside and see people. Because, oh, and this was Essence Festival, too, at the time, in New Orleans. So it was super packed.
Did you go to the Essence Festival
I didn't
that?
Leave the green room after I bombed. He's gone. I stayed in there until she invited me up to her hotel room. Right? And she's talking to me, and she ends up falling asleep. Rodney Perry comes to her room to tell her something. I open the door, and I'm standing there in some basketball shorts because I was changing for the airport. Oh, he looked me dead in the face and was like, he just shook his head. Nah, I just kept walking backwards. He wouldn't even listen to my story. Nothing.
He just thought you smashed.
He thought I smashed. And I'm like, that's not what I didn't promise you. He was like, he didn't talk to me for like a week.
That is hilarious. My shit was worse than that because the thing, and this is what I learned, and I tell my son all the time, you either learn from your failures or you let them define you.
Yep.
And I learned because when I did Comic View, they told me to bring 5 outfits, right?
Yeah.
It was like 2 in the afternoon when they brought me, and I remember Dante was in the car, you know Dante, yeah. He was in the car with me, we took a limo there, everything, I had 5 outfits. Motherfucker, 2 o'clock we get there. I didn't tape till 1 a.m.
Yeah.
It was the same audience.
All day. And they think just because they move around, it's the same people.
I maybe was the 4th comic on the 10th show.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's no way I could win.
You can't. And they're so exhausted.
They've heard every joke possible. And to make it worse, I go after RT.
Oh, yeah, anytime. The white dude. What's up, sisters? The little hip-hop singing.
Oh, the dancing. Yep. He from Atlanta.
It don't matter. They loving it.
It don't matter. They loving it. And I go up there with some real jokes that after... I'm not saying RT don't have real jokes. I'm just saying he's the white boy comic.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
Nigga, my first joke I did cool. The second joke was so far downhill, nigga. I just started cursing the audience out. I'm like, there's no way they're ever airing this. And I just leave the stage and I just go sit at the motherfucking side. Because I heard how everybody was taking L's at the LA taping.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not taking no L.
I'm too funny for that.
I'm too funny for that.
Yeah.
Nigga. I tell people all the time, if it wasn't for you and Tony Rock, nigga, I would have quit comedy. I would not be here today. I called you. You was cool and whatever. Tony came to my house and was like, nigga, let's go. Get on an open mic.
I was in D.C. though.
Yeah, you was in D.C. That's so you couldn't. Yeah, but you was like my nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying?
And they aired mine, though.
They aired yours.
But the only good thing to this day, it was pre-social media. So people were trying to look for it. You ain't gonna mind it, bro. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I would pay to get it taken down if it was up there. That's how bad it was. And I remember the day it aired, I turned my phone off. I just turned it off. Because people are going to blow your phone. Like, what happened?
Did they tell you the day it was going to air?
Yeah. They told me when it was going to air. I was like, why air it? But then you know how they want to... I don't know why they want to make fun of comedians. Like, now this hurt. This can hurt my bookings.
Right.
Which it did.
For a while.
Yeah, it did.
I mean, you recovered, though.
Woo! But you know what, too? When I got back, like you said, when I got back, I said, you know what? I'm going to hit the stage every day at home. That when these people see it, at least they'll go, I seen him the other day. He was funny. He must have got nervous. But that's another. I don't read real comments about myself no more since that. Because they used to go to you could go to BET.com and write. People talk about you like you're not even human, bro.
Duh.
And after that, I was like, I'm done.
Yo, I did a BET show with David Arnold, and it was like comedians like are just different walks of like comedians, football players, whatever. And the premise of the show.
Oh, the round table one.
Round table. We played dominoes. Yeah, I shot like 4 episodes. One of the episodes was like me talking about me fucking with white girls.
I remember that. I was at the taping.
You were at the taping?
I was at the taping. And I remember people, like certain, I don't want to say, but certain like black women was hot.
Hot.
Oh, they hated you.
So here's the thing. I remember I'm on a flight coming back, and this was like pre-Instagram, but it was Twitter.
Okay.
Twitter was large at the time.
Ah.
I just know when I got on Twitter, motherfuckers was going in on me like, you see this motherfucker's teeth fucked up talking about blah, 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 blah,
blah. You ain't got no feelings.
You ain't got no feelings. I'm like, first of all, number one, you don't know what's going on behind the scenes. People don't understand what goes on behind the scenes. First of all, our first segment on that, everybody wasn't really talking. So when we went to a commercial, Johnny Mac was the producer on it. Johnny Mac comes up and goes, you guys are terrible. Like, no one's gonna watch this episode.
We need an antagonizer too.
We need you to go in. Oh, this why you got booked for this show. We need you to go in.
Yeah.
So now I'm going in.
And the audience. But here, the audience want to see it, but they don't want to hear you say it.
They don't want
to
hear you say it.
That don't make sense to me, but they don't. They want to hear you say it because they can watch. But then they're like, I can't believe he said that.
Right. It was bad. All right. So now I get to this podcast. We've been rapping. You guys know a little bit about Deshaun. The name of this podcast is called Funny Stories with Ocean. And what we do is I tell, even though I felt like we told some funny stories already, but I tell a funny story and then you tell a funny story or you tell a funny story and I tell a funny story. Now, the way it goes is I ask you if you want to go first or you want to go second. Do you want me to tell my story first or do you want to tell your story first?
I'm going to treat it like a comedy club. Let me get up so I can get up out of here.
So you want to tell your story first? Yeah. All right, go ahead. All right.
So I'm in college at the time, and I had this, I had a bad girlfriend back. I mean, she was bad. Or I just finished school. Bad. Perfect butt. Dancer. She's a dancer. Not a stripper, but a dancer.
Right.
Great body, everything. But I had this side chick.
So this girl was your girlfriend?
The
dancer was your girlfriend?
That's my chick.
Right.
Now, I had met this little chocolate thing who, she was attractive.
Right.
But nothing on my girl, whatever. Right. And she was like, she was a virgin and just wanted to like, give head all the time to me. So I was like, bet, let's do it.
Right.
So we had this going for a while. And she was like, yo, I'm ready to have sex. So we had sex a few times. So one time, this is always at my crib though. One time we go to her house and it's a late night And I had lied to my girl, like, I forgot what I said. And so we start smashing. We going in, right? I think I'm wearing it out because she had told me earlier that day, not that like earlier that month, because she was like, I feel comfortable with you. That's why she was like, she want to have sex. She had this thing called an epilepsy.
Yeah.
So I didn't even ask what it was because I don't like to make myself look stupid. I'm like, oh yeah, a lot of people have that epilepsy.
So you never knew what it was.
Nope.
You just wrote, okay, cool.
It wasn't STD. That's all I knew. So, like, so I didn't know. I had no clue what an epilepsy was.
Right.
So we smashing and like we're slowing down, and I'm thinking I'm doing good because at that moment she had an episode, an epilepsy, right. Whatever it's called.
So is it a seizure? Is that
it's
what?
A seizure.
Okay.
So what happens is when they seize, or at least for her, her eyes get bigger, look you dead in the face, and her tongue comes out her mouth. So she's like.
Are you serious?
And at first I was like, nigga, she's coming hard. What do what? You know, I'm immediately putting it on me. I'm looking like, I'm the man.
I'm the man. You felt like the first time you did comedy.
Because yeah. I'm like, yo, I'm getting a standing up right now in the bed. Like,
I'm doing porn within a year, nigga.
I thought I was. I was the man. I was like, yo, I have the magic, dude.
Right.
That's what I got.
That's what I got.
I make some cum. Right. Hard. Clearly, see, her eyes are gone.
Absolutely.
Then I was like, at this point, maybe in my life, maybe I've had 1.5 girls come.
Right, right.
I was like, this is lasting a lot longer than a real cumber should last. Right, right. Then she kept going. Then it scared me because she made a noise. She's like, and it wasn't sexy. It was like disgusting.
Right.
So I was like, stop. Stop it. And my voice went high. And she never stopped. Then I got scared. I was like, oh my gosh, she's dying.
Right.
And in my selfish thought, my first thought was, what if she dies and my girlfriend finds out I was having sex with someone else? I was like, now I look back, I'm like, that was a jerk thought.
It was a jerk thought.
It was rude.
You were an asshole.
Yeah. It gets worse.
Okay.
So I'm scared she's going to die. Right. I told her to stop, though. That's the best
thing. Like, if you tell somebody to stop having a seizure...
That's the way it should work.
That's the way it should work. They just automatically
you
stop.
You have to stop.
Okay.
So I got dressed quietly.
That's what
too.
You get for not looking up what the fuck it was. And you in college, nigga. You could have looked it up.
But see, we didn't. Our cell phones weren't like real internet yet.
Nigga, this is a library, nigga.
I didn't have time for that.
Okay, go ahead.
So she's seizing. I'm getting dressed quietly. I don't know why I'm doing it quietly because she's seizing. And she has a roommate. I run to the new roommate's door. I don't even knock loud. I knock softly. I said, she needs your help. I whispered it like a pussy. Ran out the house, got in my car, and I left.
Wait, so you never even saw if the friend came out the room to help?
No.
So the girl could still be having a seizure right the
fuck
now.
I called once I got to the second nearest gas station. I feel bad about it now. I really do. Cause somebody could have, she could have got hurt.
She could have.
And her, but her roommate was like, "Oh, thank you for calling me." I was like, "Yeah, I knocked on yours, so I didn't hear nothing." I mean, I knocked like a sissy. I don't know why I was scared. I was just, I didn't.
Because you had never seen her before.
And I thought she was. I didn't know. I was like, I don't want to be in a bed with a girl who's dead.
Right.
That's gonna mess up my mental.
And not I don't even that. And your
and my girl. I don't want to leave me.
And your girl. Like so, that's hilarious.
So I seen her recently.
Okay.
Well, I used to see her like we was friends. So she's good now though.
Does she still have seizures?
I'm not even ask because I don't want it to like come up. It was embarrassing.
You should listen, just being the comic you are, you should just be like, remember that time when my dick made you go?
I did do that. She came to a show one time and I talked about it. And she was like, I was so embarrassed. I didn't say her name or point
right,
her out.
Right.
We she both knew who I was talking to, who I was talking about.
That is hilarious.
I'm sorry for all the women or any woman who's ever went through that. I'm sorry. I apologize. And to her. I'd never do that again. If it came again, I would know what to do.
You would know what to do, which is keep fucking.
I was like, because you know, so funny, as I'm driving, all these thoughts come through my head.
Yeah.
I was like, what if she would have been giving me head at that moment? Because their jaws
locked.
They bite down and lock. I would be done. I would have no more.
Yeah.
I would have no. It would be gone.
Okay, so if that was the hat.
How do I get it back?
No, I'm just saying, like, do you just kill yourself on some?
Do they stitch it on? Can they even do that?
I don't even know. Is it going to get hard again? Like,
I would be so
scared. Listen, something happened to my dick. There's no reason for me to live anymore.
Like, if I don't have it? How do I pee? How do I?
This, I don't know. They just turn your shit into a vagina, nigga.
Oh, but, nah, I'm good. Then I got, nah, because then I have to be a lesbian.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. There is just no reason to live anymore.
That's crazy. Nah. Yeah, right. And I did. I thought about it. I'm glad she never had one. That was happening. Okay. God dang,
bro. All right, here's my story. So this comic, I can say his name, AD, used to be a really, really good friend of mine. Very nice looking dude. He still do probably. I haven't spoken to him in a minute, but he get all the bitches, right?
Yeah, he does.
All right, he gets all the bitches, right? So he meets this white girl, right? He's smashing. He's like, I'm gonna pass it to you. I'm like, all right, cool. Pass the shit to me. He's like, yo, just go over to her house. I'll meet you there.
Okay.
He's never gonna come, but that's the way he passes. He tells her, yo, he's just gonna go over there. I'm going to be there. Never going to get there, right?
Okay.
I go there. We talking, chilling for a little bit. Everything good. I end up smashing, okay. Right?
So, and you should have. Sound like a good night.
Nice-ass white girl, right? So then she goes, wow, that was great. That was amazing. She says, has AD told you anything about me? And I go, no, I'm not, not as far as like what?
That's what I want to know. Like, what does he need to tell me?
Yeah, why, like, anything about me? Like, do you have a man? That's all I'm thinking.
Kind of think you should have said this at the beginning before we smashed, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah, everything okay? Like, she's like, no. She's like, I'm just a swinger. Do you know what that is? And I'm like, no, I don't know what that is. Like, what is that? She's like, well, it's where I do these group sex with like married men that have women, they come over, everybody has sex with. It's like a big, huge orgy.
So, but, and swinging, I'm still kind of naive. Men don't touch men though, do they?
No, men don't touch men. It's just men fucking
other women.
Yeah, and, okay, cool. And dudes watching their wife get smashed by other niggas.
Oh, yeah, that's weird, but okay.
It's weird. I'm not into it.
I'm definitely not into it. You're not smashing my wife.
You're not smashing my wife.
And I'm watching?
But it be, okay. Yo, would it be though, for real? It be motherfuckers that's old. So okay. What I learned is, it be niggas that's like 47.
I could be 71, you're not smashing my wife.
I get it. But after you, if that's what your girl is into, and that's what you guys finally are getting into, that's what it is.
Okay, right? Whatever.
So she goes, I'm going to have this party tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I would love for you to come. I got these 3 other bad chicks that you would really like, and they would really like you.
Nice.
I'm like, okay, cool. So that's 4 girls, me. All right. She's like, no, well, it's so swinging, so I'm going to have 2 other guys come. Okay. Are you okay with that?
Did I'm you like, make sure they're not going to touch you first, all right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I mean, I didn't even think that.
I don't know why I'd be thinking that's what I do, though.
No, I was just like, okay, I know my nigga AD. Like, that's just shit. Yeah, yeah. So I'm just like, okay. I'm like, I mean, yeah. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Like,
4
whatever.
Girls, 3 dudes.
4 girls, 3 dudes. I'm like, okay, cool. She's like, all right. So I need you to be here at 9 p.m. My house, door's going to be open. Just come in. It's the party.
House.
We just start fucking. Everybody
been there at
fucking.
8:30.
Okay, that's what most normal people do.
Yep.
I thought to myself, okay, if I get there later, these niggas would finish fucking, and I could have...
So you're going to like out-stamina them is what you were trying to think?
No, all I'm going to say is, they going to be done fucking. Now I got the 4
so you
girls
show up.
Or the 3 girls by myself. That's what I'm thinking. I want to go by myself. I really... It's cool the niggas going to be there.
How late did you go?
I went, like, the shit started at 9. I got there at, like, 9:45, 10.
What did you even think they, like, what if the girls got tired? You didn't think about that?
Nah! Okay. I didn't even think the shit through.
Just the guys will be tired. Okay.
All I just got in my head is that I'm going to fuck 2. All I needed was 2.
Because you think thinking they, dudes will bust and they can't be able to smash, and that's when you come into
that's
play.
That's when I come in. Okay, even cool. If I get 2.
Yeah,
I got 2. If I get 3... If I get 4, the fucking man. These niggas is going to be sitting on the sideline, whatever. Not even thinking anything else. I walk into the house. When I walk in, I instantly hear, these dudes are murdering these girls. like fucking the shit out. They yelling loud as fuck. I'm like,
the girls or the dudes are yelling?
No, the girls. These dudes are really fucking these girls. So I walk into the room to see. What's when happening? I walk in, the two niggas were, I didn't have a measuring stick, but these niggas were 6'9", 6'8",
dang,
respectively.
Black man, white man?
Jamaican niggas.
Oh, you can't even,
Niggas' dicks was as big as my forearm, nigga.
That's stupid. Why do you need so much dick, first of all?
Why do you need that nigga? Do you know that nigga from do the porn Mandingo?
Yeah.
The butt porn or Lexington still? Yeah, so yeah. Think of Lexington and porn and Mandingo.
Just pounding somebody out.
Nigga, I walk in. Now, I'm not saying I'm not blessed. I'm good. But I'm not but these they're niggas. Over-blessed. These niggas are ridiculously. But
I was like, what do you eat?
What do you eat?
Because I want to change my diet to that diet.
No, here's the thing. I don't want that much dick.
You know, I really don't. Because first of all, I always feel like you can never get to the base.
No.
Not a mouth, not no vagina. You can just tip.
No, I'm good with where I'm at. I watch that shit on porn.
That's funny.
I go in. I'm in literally shock. Yeah. I'm just standing there. These niggas are murdering these white girls, and like they small ass white girls, so they taking real dick, real dick. I go, yo, what the fuck? So I instantly walk out the room, mad as fuck. I go sit on the, on the couch.
Yeah.
Mad, turn on the TV. Mad as fuck. A girl comes up out the room, fucking crippled, right? Walking in, crippled.
So she limping. She limping towards you.
Limping towards me. She like, hey, everything okay? I'm like, no. I go, no. And anybody knows me, and when I get mad, my voice get high. I'm like, no. I'm not fucking K. I'm like, what? Did you see? Did you see the niggas? Yeah, they were in me. Did you see these niggas' dicks? Oh. Like, I'm like, yo, why would you invite me to this? We had sex.
So you know my...
You know what the fuck I'm working with. She was like, well, what time is it? I go, it's 9. What the fuck does the time have to do with the fuck that I get here? She goes, well, I told you to be here at 9 because you were the starter dick. Nigga. You were the dick that was going to warm us up.
You got the warm up appetizer dick.
I got the warm up nigga. I just sat there with the Martin face. You know how you do the I'm just sitting there like, she's like, I'm sorry, babe, but I didn't want to tell you. I'm like, so I'm the warm up. She's like, yeah, you're the warm up dick.
There's no way to say that to make you feel good, though.
Nothing. She was like, well, do you still want to have sex? I'm like, no. What? I'm like, no. First of all, I'm not going to feel shit.
Your walls are blown out
by now. They're blown out by now. I'll come back in a year. If you never had sex, maybe they'll be put back together. But there's nothing I can do right now.
That's funny.
I'm fucking leaving. And
the fact that you just walked out like, what am I supposed to do after these things?
What am I supposed to fucking do after these
niggas mixed with a horse?
Listen, the niggas come out the room like, what up, dog? Like, but nigga, don't speak to me. What up, fam?
Stop.
You going in? No, I ain't going in, nigga.
That's crazy. I would've been mad probably too.
No, listen, and here's the thing, these niggas come, and I wasn't trying to look or none of that shit, but these niggas come out the room after they
dick everywhere.
Nigga, they bust nuts and they dick is hanging. I think the hanging was as big as my dick hard.
Really?
This is what we doing here? Really? I'm out this funny motherfucker. I'm like, fuck you, fucking whatever, Jamaican dude, and fuck you, Rastafari. I'm out this bitch.
That's funny. That's very disrespectful. That's
warm-up dick. I'm never doing no fucking anything with swingers.
That's literally because, you know, appetizers actually are to get your hunger going. That's
right.
That's why they actually happen. It comes from a long time ago. You're supposed to eat something light.
Right.
So you can have the meal.
So I'm a light dick.
That's so disrespectful.
So disrespectful. And she didn't blink an eye. She's like, you were supposed to get here early. Why would you do that to yourself? Like,
Why would you do this to me?
Yeah, yeah, like, I did something wrong by having a normal size dick.
Oh, man. That's...
Never again. I'm not doing no more of those fucking swingers.
She's very
shit.
Disrespectful.
So much of it. So, I'm done. So, that was my story. That was your story. Great, great podcast today, man. I appreciate you fucking doing this shit with me.
That's so funny. You still don't talk to that girl, right?
Fuck no. I'm never talking to that girl again. Listen, she would call me after that. I would never, ever pick up the
phone. As you shouldn't, because that's very disrespectful.
And then AD would come and go, yo, yo, so what happened, son? I'm like, fuck you, nigga.
He knew, too? That's funny.
Fuck you, nigga, for sending me over there.
Because he knew what was about to happen.
Oh, yeah, he knew what the fuck was going to happen. Hey, listen, this is another episode.
F-U-A-D.
F-U-A-D. Another funny episode of Funny Stories with Ocean Glapion. Deshaun, tell them where they can reach you, they can find you.
You can find me on all social media platforms at Deshaun Ross Comedy. So it's DSEANROSS Comedy. So it's Deshaun Ross Comedy. That's the way it's spelled. On all of them, that's where I'm at.
Perfect. You can always catch me, Ocean Live, on all social media. I can't wait for this to air, man. This was a great time. Thanks for talking to me, fam.
Appreciate you, brother.
Yes, sir.